I'd like to share with you a beautiful shtickle from Rav Shor, Parsha, of the Koach of Tefillin, Koach of Tshuva. Pasuk describes us, that the Tefillin should serve, the Tefillin Sharosh should serve as a Zichron, as a reminder for each and every one of us. However, the other Parshas of Tefillin, it says, L'totafos b'neinecha, in Parsha Shema, Parshas Vahaya. So why did it say Dafka Lezichron in the first Parsha of Kodesh, Vayalach Alaos Hayatch Lezichron, and the other one say Litotafos? So a number of discussions among the Mepharshim, there's a Rashi, there's a Rashba. I'd like to share with you something that Rav Amshur says based on the Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael explains that the Pasuk introduces us Vayomer HaMoshel Ha'am Zachor Sayom Hazeh. The pasuk of this tefillin is introduced, and Moshe spoke to the nation, to the Am. What's the lashon of Ha'am? Says the Beis Yisrael, Ha'am is Shemor, it teaches on the Pchusim Shei Yisrael, the ones, the weaker ones, the ones who are lower of Klai. So that too, Moshe Benu is particularly speaking to the lower ones. He was telling them about the inyan of tefillin, the inyan of tefillin of a zichron. And the Sefer Tanya tells us that the lashon Am comes to lashon Gachalim Omamos, which are coals that are hot, but you can't notice that they're fire. The Gachelas Shebekir Bam. The fire that's within them is hidden. It's not recognizable. So Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to those individuals who are not recognizable. Their koach, their kedusha, the ace within them. He was trying to give them chizik, build up these weak members, give them chizik to do tefillin, because the tefillin is going to somehow bring you to high levels. Remember, Klai Yisrael is the end, the 50th level of tumah. They were so low down. Akash Baruch Hu needed to provide them with a certain chizik. So he's telling them the tefillin, the zichron, is going to serve somehow as a chizik and tshuva for each of these lowly people among Klai Yisrael, within the Am. The Smag, the Sefer Mishnah of Gadol, explains to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoser Chavei Tekavdish Baruch Hu Ba'Adam Rasha, Shenech Tefillin Mi'Adam Tzadik. Hashem prefer that Adam Rasha were to wear Tefillin than Adam Tzadik. Because says the Smag, and this is his Lashon, V'Iker Tefillin Nitzavu Liyos Zichron L'Rishayim U'Liyashim Derech Tova. The idea, the goal of Tefillin is to put a person on the proper path. A Tzadik doesn't need to be put on the proper path. He's already on the proper path. A Rasha needs that chizik. Tefillin somehow puts him on the proper path. Chiv tefillin, he says, leosam shetzricham yoser zecher. Tefillin is for those who require that reminder, those who are the pchusim in Am. He spoke to the Am. It's the zichron. The zichron, this parsha, particularly this parsha Shema, was going to the Am, to the weaker ones. They needed the zichron, as opposed to the other parshas were sent to the entire klal. Totafos was used. But this one particularly was to the Am, and so zichron was necessary. We're in a weak state. Mitzrayim, we're in a very weak state. Here in Yiddishkeit, we might be in a weak state. We might be falling. We might be having troubles here in America. Wherever we find ourselves, we need that chizik. We need the tefillin as a zichron. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Dalet, that there are 21 names of Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei appears 21 times in the Parsha Tefillin. Why is he telling us how many times it says Yud Kei Vav Kei in Tefillin? So it says Rav Shor, because the shame of Ekya, one of the shemos of Hashem, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, shame of Ekya, is a gematria of 21. So it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, shame Hashem 21 times, because the Ekya represents the lashon of, it's a shame Hashem of tshuva. Ekya, lashon Aleph, to do, I will make, I will create, I will help you do tshuva, I will help you move forward. 21 times of tefillin, because 21 times shame Hashem in tefillin to be merames to the idea of Ekya, which is the gematria of 21, which is the idea of tshuva. The tefillin is all about tshuva. You could start now, no matter where you were holding, no matter how many days of tefillin you missed, no matter how many things you did wrong, tefillin is supposed to be a reminder to get you back on track. Says Rav Shua further that the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei times 21, the amount of times it appears in tefillin, the gematria is gematria tokum. And that's what the pasuk of tefillin tells us, ata tokum tirachim tzion, ata tokum, you will be able to do tshuva with the 21 times of Yud Kei Vav Kei. With the tefillin, you'll be able to do tshuva, and tirachim tzion, and have mercy on the tzion. Tzion refers to the kedusha that each of us have, benefish Yisrael. The kedusha, tzion is the gematria of Yosef, the ability that we have, each of us, that Yosef, that kedusha within us, that burning fire. So by us doing the tefillin, by us doing the gematria of 21 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, the takum, when we get up and wear tefillin, that's going to help us have a rachmanus, or Kadosh Baruch Hu, a rachmanus on our tzion, on our kedusha, on our within, and help put us back on that path. The pasuk in last week's parsha tells us when it came to the makkah of Aro, v'samti pedus bein ami bein amcha, I'm going to make there be a distinction between Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. The difference in gematria of Mitzrayim is, which is the gematria of Shin Pei, and Klai Yisrael is Tuf Kuf Mem Alf, the difference is, right, the Gematria of Mitzrayim is 380, and the Gematria of Klai Yisrael is 541. The difference is 161, which is the Gematria of Ekya, spelled out with Mila Yud, when you spell the Aleph and the Hey, and the Yud Hey, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Fe, and Hey is Hey Yud, and so on and so forth. You get the Gematria of 161. That's the difference between Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. That's the difference. That's the Pedus. That's the Samti Pedus Bein Ami Bein Amcha. That's going to be the redemption, our Pidyon, the Tshuva, the wearing of Tefillin, the Ekia, the Tshuva is going to come through the Pedus. The Pedus is through the Tshuva. That's the difference between Klai Yisrael and Ami Yisrael. Says the Baal Turim that there are three places where the Lashon Pedus appears in the Torah, in the Tanakh, and each of them have a Malivav, but for some reason, with Samti Pedus, the Pasuk I just quoted, Samti Pedus, Bein Ami, Bein Amcha, is missing the letter Vav. Says Rav Shor, the letter Vav represents Emes. Letter Vav represents the Os Bris Kodesh, as the Sfarim tell us. Timim Ram is to us that we are not, none of us are missing, even the Pchusim of the Am, we're not missing the Os Vav. We have the Vav there, we're lacking the letter Vav. We need to build that letter Vav. We have to fix the Emes. We have to fix the Os Bris Kodesh through the Pedus, through the redemption, through the Tshuva. We're able to fix the Os Vav, fix the Os Bris, and come back on the path. How do we do this? What's the Pidyon? What's the redemption? Says the Pasuk, V'yakar Pidyon Nafsham. The Yakar, the preciousness, is going to redeem our souls. What's the Yakar? The Gemara tells in Megillah, Yakar Kali refers to Tefillin, as the pasuk says, La Yehudim Ha'isa Over V'Simcha V'Sasam V'Yikar. The Gemara tells us V'Yikar refers to Tefillin. The Yakar Pidyon Nafsham, says the pasuk in Tefillin, through the Yakar, through the Tefillin, that's going to be the Pidyon Nefesh. So how do we bring back the Vav? How do we bring back the Emes? How do we get the Tshuva? By wearing Tefillin, which has 21 Shemos Hashem, which is Ekya, that brings us to the Pidyon, that brings us to the Tshuva, and that's why it says in the Tefillin Sharosh the first time where it speaks Vayomer El Ha'am, Hashem speaks to the Am, He speaks to the lower parts of the nation, He speaks to Pchusim Shiva'am, He says to them, Zichon has to serve as a reminder to get you back on the track. So I found a very, very nice Zohar. The Zohar tells us, as a pasuk describes to us, the chol yakar, pasuk iyo, the chol yakar rasa eno, any yakar, the rasa eno, he'll see with his eye. What does it mean? The Medrash says, Zeh Rabbi Kiva, this refers to Rabbi Kiva, the chaverov. Shelo nigla, because dvarim shelo nigla Moshe, things that were not revealed to Moshe Beinu, were nigla to Rabbi Akiva Chaverev. It was revealed to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because these things that were revealed to them, these nistarim, these pnimis that was revealed to Rabbi Akiva, was on the Shar Chamishim of the Chamishim Shar Bina. Moshe Beinu was only Zocha for 49 levels, Rabbi Akiva was Zocha to 50 levels. Why, says the Zohar? Because the Bali Tshuva get to a higher level. Because it gets to the highest level of the Keser Elyon, gets to the highest sphere, to the Keser Elyon, which is referred to the Tefillin, which is referred to the Yakar, as the Pasuk tells us, in Megillah, the Gemara tells the Yakar Elu Tefillin. So, V'chol Yakar Rasa Einov, those Yakar, those who wear Tefillin, those who do Tshuva, will be able to see Eino, see the eye, will see the highest level, see the Keser of the 50th level of Tshuva. As Rabbi Akiva says that he was for 40 years, he was an Am Haaretz, so he built himself up, he did Tshuva, he was Zocha to the Tefillin, he was Zocha to the Keser, he saw the 50th level, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was born Kishanolad Nismali Habayez Or Shlo Yodo Miraklal. He never saw anything bad, nothing bad at all, he wasn't Zocha to the 50th level, only the 49th level. So those who need to do Tshuva, it could get us to much higher levels than even Moshe Rabbeinu. Good Shabbos.